It's the Nuclear Bees on the Gary Sharp Show. New music. This just came out in 2020. It's called Lost My Mind on their album Pollination. We got a message last week from our friend Ron, who's in the band, talking about how in Taiwan, somebody loves the Gary Sharp Show, and they love Local Music Thursdays, and they love Nuclear Bees. So he wanted to make sure that they got a new song for them to jam out to. You can find this on Spotify. You can find it on their website as well. It's the Nuclear Bees on the Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. And if you want another suggestion off of that album, You Belong With Me, another good one. Just jamming out to that one a little bit over the weekend, so...
Do we know how they got their name?
No, I'll ask Ron, though. I'll update you.
Welcome back in. In this noontime on a Thursday. We will get heavy into the NFL playoffs tomorrow with the four divisional round games from Lambeau to Orchard Park to Arrowhead to New Orleans. Very intriguing weekend of football that is coming your way. Justin asked before the break about the transfer portal. And I believe that Nebraska is not done either pulling a player out or somebody going in. Players are set to report to Lincoln this weekend. School starts a week later. So guys that have been on the fence aren't going to come back, and we'll find that out. And there are, of course, an abundance of players that are currently in the transfer portal that are looking for homes. And Justin asked why some programs don't have very many. A lot of those programs are winning programs. They have a culture. People are attracted to winning. They want to stay in a winning program, even if that means they are a backup or a third string. Also may mean that, again, the communication... And a lot of players are told how great they are, and they're influenced by social media before they arrive or while they're there. You let players know exactly where they stand. You know that, hey, you're third on the depth chart for a reason. So that the player knows, you know, mom and dad say, why are you third? Well, this is why I'm third, mom. The communication. But winning is a big thing. I'm attracted to winning. I like to win. If I'm part of a winning culture, I'm going to stick around. Even if I'm third or fourth team and I was a highly recruited player. But the transfer culture is impacting everyone. People want to play. They've been told that they're really, really good, that they should be able to walk in the door and play. And when they don't play, questions arise and they're on social media and people are asking them questions and they got people in their ear going, hey, how come you're not playing? You know, if you went to such and such and such, you would play. From Nebraska's standpoint, and this week when you have a guy like Wandale Robinson says, peace, I'm out, you go, But Nebraska has had a lot of change on their roster. It happened when the new staff took over. It has continued to happen. Probably a little bit more in the last 2 years than I thought there would be of people shuttling out of the program. And the first glance, you look and you see a large number, because since 2019, Nebraska is either first or second in the country in the amount of players that have gone into the transfer portal. Now, thing to keep in mind is it doesn't matter if you're a scholarship player or a walk-on, you're counted the same. So Nebraska could have 15 walk-ons that go into the transfer portal, and that's 15 players that count against Nebraska. How many players has Nebraska lost since 2019? And you realize that guys that go into the portal, unless they're a quarterback or an FCS All-American, they usually don't fall up. it's either a parallel move or it's a move down where they can play more and there's not as much of a logjam at your position. But let me just go through some of the headliners that have left Nebraska. How many of these guys you went, man, what's going on? Some of these, I'm going to mention their name, and you'll know right away, well, I know why they left. Tristan Jebbia. Jebbia got beat out for quarterback, wanted to go somewhere else. It's worked out. He went to Oregon State, where all Nebraska transfers go. And he's been a starter there. Greg Bell. Greg Bell wasn't a fit here. Greg Bell probably was a year or two too soon because Nebraska hadn't established their culture yet. And Greg Bell just was not a fit. Well, Greg Bell came back from a major injury, was pretty good this year for San Diego State. Tyjon Lindsey has started to play at Oregon State. Avery Roberts went to Oregon State. He had a good year until he got hurt later in the season. Avery Roberts is one of those players that I would imagine that a majority of us that vote in the Super Six had Avery Roberts in our six. Didn't work out. He wasn't in it to win it when he got here. It was the weird transition from one staff to another, and he wasn't able to get up to speed. And so it was better for him, better for Nebraska, that he moved on, and he got a chance to play at Oregon State. Guy Thomas ends up at Colorado. Cameron Jones ends up at SMU. So that was in 19. Then in off of 20, Noah Vedral goes to Rutgers. Noah Vedral was not going to start at quarterback at Nebraska. Noah Vedral was not going to leap over Adrian Martinez and Luke McCaffrey. Smart move for him. He goes to Rutgers and he starts. Miles Jones. I believe Miles Jones is out of football now. Woodyard. Leaves. Did play at Marshall this past season. J.D. Spielman. Left. Went to TCU. That's probably before Wandale Robinson. That's the one that people went, But in my opinion, that was better for both sides. That there was a divorce that needed to happen. And J.D. Spielman didn't play a lot at TCU, also got injured. Then you have the Florida freshman. But have they gone to a program that is above Nebraska? It's either an FIU, a Florida Atlantic. Francois goes to Florida State. Probably gets a lot more attention around here because of the way we cover the program. And it, when you're not winning, any player that leaves the program, whether he be named Ethan Cox or Wandale Robinson, maybe that's not Ethan Cox or Javon McQuitty, who's at South Dakota, the sky is falling. But when you're not winning, when you won 12 football games in 3 years, everybody that leaves the program is a, oh, what's going on? Not all of them are created equal. But when I look at the portal and guys that have left here, I'm looking for guys that I counted on that were going to be impact players, that you won recruiting battles you felt really good about, that were going to come in here, that you did your due diligence, you vetted them, you felt like it was a good fit, it was going to work out. Mo Washington, there's a loss for Nebraska. But sometimes you do it to yourself. And you can only put up with so much. So all these names in from Nebraska's standpoint that have gone in the portal, they're all not created equal. Thing is, you got to learn why. Why are certain guys leaving? The Wandale Robinson thing, and you want to say, I hope everything is well. And things work out for you with the family, and you're happy, and thanks for the memes at Nebraska. But just ask yourself, if he's playing at Purdue, and I said on Monday, I got a feeling this isn't just about football. This goes a little bit deeper than just about the X's and the O's and the way you're used in an offense. if you go to Purdue, which, you know, there's a little desperation with Jeff Brohm. What's going on there? But then let's look a little bit closer at that situation. You got dad and a personal trainer that have always been involved in their son's career. Fantastic that there is an interest in a young man and seeing him be the best. Don't be a helicopter parent. Don't be a helicopter trainer. Don't be feeding somebody a line that is not true. If he goes to Kentucky, I think around here, we go, I get it. It's a bummer it didn't work out. I get it, close to home. What if he goes to Purdue? Purdue is 4 hours away from home for a program where Jeff Brohm's under some scrutiny. That offense doesn't look much different than Nebraska's offense. Rondale Moore also ran the ball at Purdue. Rondale Moore also worked out with you. Seems fishy to me how all of a sudden Purdue has gotten involved. And I say a little bit tongue-in-cheek because I don't think it was about the offense. Yeah, you can be disgruntled that he was used at running back, and he was used incorrectly. But that's on Nebraska that they did not have a running back, so they had Wandale Robinson running the football. There are others reaching out as well. May not just be Kentucky and Purdue. It may be somewhere else that he ends up going to. And if by chance it is Purdue, how uncomfortable is it October 16th in West Lafayette when Nebraska and Purdue are slated to play? And I'll throw another nugget into this. Let's say the NCAA drags their feet, delays it, and we get, which would be a major mistake, a delay on the one-time transfer. No way that Nebraska is going to sign off on Wandale Robinson transferring to Purdue.
I wouldn't. No.
They would fight that. And they've been known to do it as well. Oh, yeah. You know, Jaden Francois, who transferred from here. Even a little, they were not a green lighting Noah Vedral to Rutgers as well. So there's the good, the bad, the ugly that come out of the portal. But around here, anybody that leaves the program, because the attention the program gets, we diagnose it. And we go deep. In this case with Wandale Robinson, that's the one that for the first time in 3 years, we all go, whoa. But I still believe that Nebraska will grab somebody out of the portal, and wouldn't be surprised if somebody goes into the portal from Nebraska. Now, that person that could go into the portal, if there is on the current roster, is that someone that makes you go, all right, what's going on? Because when Maurice Washington entered the portal, did you go, whoa, what's going on? J.D. Spielman was probably the first of those names that I mentioned. And maybe the only one up until Monday where he went, whoa, what's going on? But I think almost every program in America in college football is impacted. Some to the lesser extreme. Some players leave that they hardly even played. And they only have one or two. Here you have scholarship and walk-on guys. So they're all grouped together. So you go, man, Nebraska had 21 guys enter the portal in 2020. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 were walk-ons in that total. And some guys weren't going to play. Or some guys got into trouble. Wide receiver and a tight end. And they weren't going to be allowed to play at Nebraska. All right, 12:21. Good question, Justin. I know I took that a little bit long. We'll get to some emails in the Equitable Bank inbox when you return. Brody Darren to talk some Creighton basketball coming up at 1. George and I still have some thoughts on the NBA. You didn't even hesitate. Did not even bat an eye.
No.
There's also, as volleyball season's about to begin, in a volleyball state, Nebraska, Big Ten schedule. Can't believe we can't get Nebraska and Creighton. You have the Big East, which has announced a non-conference schedule. So Creighton and Omaha will play. So we'll touch on that. 12:21. When you return, there is some news from Lincoln concerning the Nebraska football program that we will dive into because it will impact how you maybe think this offseason. What's trending one way or another? We'll do that when we come back. It's Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.